proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program relating to Jewish belief. In our last session, we started to look at the opening passage of Isaiah chapter 42, doing so in an attempt to discern the identity of God's servant in Isaiah's writings. We will now look at the remainder of that portion of Scripture. According to Isaiah, God's servant, quote, shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street, unquote. Moreover, the prophet continued, quote, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench, unquote. The content of these verses address the patience showed by God's servant toward the Gentile nations. The Jewish people have generally not evidenced such forbearance in their dealings with Gentiles. David, for example, functioned as a man after God's own heart. Yet, when he conquered the land of Moab, according to 2 Samuel chapter 8, David, quote, smote Moab and measured them with a line, casting them down to the ground. Even with two lines measured he to put to death, and with one full line to keep alive, unquote. Note that God had never commanded David to undertake such a drastic action. Jesus Christ, as Messiah, manifested patience toward those he encountered, even those who set themselves against him. In the 12th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, the author cited the passage from Isaiah in connection with the Savior healing multitudes of people. The Lord served as an example of someone who, quote, endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, according to the author of Hebrews. According to the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, moreover, God's servant, quote, shall bring forth judgment unto truth, unquote. Only a sovereign could bring forth judgment in such a way. God never granted the Jewish nation dominion over other nations, apart from the seven nations occupying Canaan. Indeed, God restricted the nature and extent of Jewish outreach. As the Israelites encamped on the border of the Promised Land, to take one example, God told them, quote, when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them, for I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession, unquote. God granted sovereign authority to the Messiah. In the second Psalm, for instance, God exclaimed, quote, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the othermost parts of the earth for thy possession, unquote. This event would take place in the future, as the 11th chapter of Revelation showed, when the proclamation rang forth that, quote, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, unquote. The Bible teaches that truth will serve as the foundation of the Messiah's rule in the end times. The Jewish nation itself could not fulfill this role as the bringer of truth to the Gentiles. Indeed, according to Isaiah chapter 30, God referred to the Jews of Isaiah's day as, quote, a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the word of the Lord, unquote. Contrast that with Jesus Christ, who indeed is the truth incarnate. As John stated in the first chapter of his gospel, quote, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, unquote. Jesus Christ will rule this world in righteousness, and he will rule this world in truth, because he is the truth. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast relating to Jewish belief.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.